the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. Going on, you slam-tastic sizzle beefs. Welcome to Grunt Speak.
Live from the lair!
And it's time for one of the easier. There we go. It's been a day. It's been a week. I've been working my ass off. I don't know about you. What about you guys? Been working?
Yeah. Well, I've been taking care of my ma.
Yeah, she's back in the hospital, right?
Yeah, we're coming towards the end. We're coming towards the end.
Raise a drink or drink some fag bags like he's doing right now.
Hey. Come on now.
For Pop's mama.
Yep. Well, in about 18 days, she'll be 79.
79. That's a good run.
Yeah. Well, if she passes before then, I'm just going to round it up anyway.
We'll just round it up. Yeah.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, just like Betty White. You know, they released like her 100th birthday magazines. They were already on the shelf, and then she passed away like a week before.
Yeah. Well.
That woman always got the last laugh.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man, it's been a hell of a week. I mean, just in terms of work, I've been going crazy. And then this whole USAID shit, like, my gosh. Wow. I mean, it's like, it's just the money laundering operation from hell, as if we already didn't know this stuff.
I know.
To have it spelled out for us with numbers, destinations.
And this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, it's just the beginning.
Right, see, I'm not a I told you so kind of guy, but.
Hang on. Ah, there you go.
Called it. Now, if you check out the latest zombie apocalypse, I literally go through all of the stuff that's going crazy, and now we have an explanation for the beginnings of that.
So I think that your episode deserves this clip.
Fuck you! I was right! Fuck you! I was right! Fuck you! I was right!
We got to get him on the show, man.
I love, you know, all these, like, the leftoids that I know. I mean, I don't associate with leftoids, but people who vote Democrat that I know have all been mysteriously silent for the last 72 hours. Ever since news of this really started coming out, it's been kind of joyous.
Okay. Now, in regards to the USAID, we'll just call it USAIDS.
Yeah, USAIDS.
Because they're diseased, and you need to just cut it off to save the whole.
I hope their dicks fall off like rigs.
All right. But the thing is this is going to be the justification to start looking at all of the other departments Next on the chopping block is Department of Education.
I want a line item audit for that shit.
And they need to work their way up to the Department of Defense, who hasn't passed an audit since the late 90s.
Yep. Oh, man. But if you or I forget, not maliciously, but just forget to declare a $600 transaction. Yay, letters, maybe a SWAT team comes to your house. Even though there's no law in the books that says we owe them a dime.
Correct.
Amazing, isn't it? And the civil servants have forgotten their civil servants. Just a blanket greeting out there to everybody out there with a cushy government job. You answer to us, not the other way around. Get that through your thick fucking skulls. Maybe we can have a discussion. Until then, pound sand up to the fourth knuckle, faggots.
Yeah. Listen, Battle Dwarf and I are going to be ripping into this whole tax thing.
Oh, yeah.
Going all the way back to like the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah. So you can explain to everybody how, what is it, 90% of the taxes that we pay now have all been created in the last 70 years.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. But it's the billionaires that are the problem, right? And not the people who are paid a civil servant's wage who are magically millionaires and billionaires, right? Yeah,
things need to get worked out. I mean, you shouldn't have to pay taxes on the property you already own. All right. You own the property, and you shouldn't have to pay, taxes on like your cars and all the other, like some states that want you to itemize all of the shit that you own so they could tax you.
No.
Fuck off.
Suck it.
If you have to micromanage to that level so you can afford to pay for your bureaucracy, guess what's too big? The bureaucracy.
I'm glad you answered that very quickly because I could have made a joke.
Yes. And guess who's going to get investigated for the rail project in California? It's going to be glorious because billions upon billions of dollars have already been expended. There's price overruns. And I don't even
believe. Not one thing has been built.
Not one thing.
And the leftoids, they're all resorting to the exact same cope right now. We didn't elect Elon Musk. We didn't elect George Soros. Your point is a moot.
Well, if you own a corporation and you need to have an audit done on the books, do you elect somebody to do the audit or you hire
an accountant?
You hire a CPA because that is his thing. Come in, go through the books, let me know what's fucked up and what's not.
A third party who does not have skin in the game is always going to give a much more level-headed and detailed analysis than somebody who stands to lose, I don't know, their job. I always love the government. We have investigated ourselves and decided we did nothing wrong. Yeah. That is the sum and substance of the U.S. government for the last 100-plus years.
And the police.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if the police got the memo yet. Everyone has a fucking camera.
Yep.
You're required to wear fucking cameras.
You know what we need to do? We need to do like a deep fake at the end of it and just like put random cops and stuff or whatever, or maybe like one of those piss ass judges that Biden put on the bench, and instead of the end of Lethal Weapon 2 when he says diplomatic immunity,
qualified immunity.
It's just been revoked.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just, everyone has a camera. I mean,
yeah.
Literally we have cameras that are so precise and so accurate, our eyes can't even tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. My camera that I shoot weddings with and I shoot like the pop cultures with on this show, it sees better in the dark than I do.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good these cameras have gotten.
Yeah. And like this, this iPhone is about three years-ish old.
Yeah.
It's got like all of these lenses and shit, and it's phenomenal.
It works.
Yeah.
Does the job. And for the average person who's not documenting stuff and making money off of it, works just fine.
That's right.
Ooh.
But the thing is for this country to survive the turmoil, we're going to have to deal with the fraud, waste, and abuse.
Yep.
We need to go after the people responsible for the fraud, waste, and abuse. We need to rail in qualified immunity. And then we need to go after these judges who legislate from the bench. There's no room for that at all. That's how we wound up with a lot of the shit we have going on now.
You're damn right.
Yeah. Don't man. I'm, and like, what was that one big Bruins decision that just came out? Was it a year ago, year and a half ago?
Oh, the Bruin decision as far as the Second Amendment? Yeah.
Yeah, and we have states that are still ignoring that and crucifying guys for having guns.
No, sorry.
At some point, the White House is going to have to, you know, get an army of lawyers to go to these states and just start suing the shit out of them in federal fucking court.
Damn right.
For not following the Supreme Court.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do with all the people that you threw in jail? After all of these decades, we've thrown millions upon millions of people in prison for victimless crimes and bullshit that was literally made up by these alphabet agencies. We're just going to say, oh, my bad. Sorry. We just wasted 10, 20, 30 years of your life. That's not really going to work out.
No.
Some of those people are probably going to get out and feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get ugly.
And what really pisses the shit out of me is that when you actually do try to hold these people accountable, you sue the city or whatever, who pays for it? The taxpayers.
Because of qualified immunity.
No. This qualified immunity shit needs to go bye-bye. You're a judge. You're abusing your position on the bench. You get sued personally. Well, tired of this shit.
Like, first of all, the qualified immunity applies to, you know, situations like the guys running from the cops.
Yeah.
You run. You tackle them. Take them down. You know, he gets hurt. Okay. I can see it then. But there's like pulling people over. Yeah. Guys' hands are up getting shot.
Yeah.
I just watched a video where the cop is like, go in your car and get your ID. And then pulls his pistol out and shoots the dude like four fucking times. His hands were up.
That's egregious as hell. I thought that the chick cop in Florida pulling the dude's gun out of his pants, who was being perfectly cooperative by the trigger, was a bad idea.
That's why I don't like hammerless guns. I like to see the hammer.
Basic firearm safety, though. I mean, if you're a cop, you should know you don't grab a gun by the trigger.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah. But again.
DEI. Sorry, what was that?
The SIG 226 has a hammer you can see. It's just that simple.
That's right. Son of a biatch. Well, we got Mario in the chat over on YouTube. Donated $10. Thank you very much. Just a heads up, Pop, that buff dude with the endless supply of baby oil you met on the gay cruise, he might be a fed. The government might be trying to bone you in more way than one. Stay strong and God bless.
Well, the feds are actually trying to bone everyone.
Oh, yeah, it's a spit roasting factory out there.
Like they want to have AI micromanage and track your every fucking move. Fuck that.
Smurf my balls. Because after all, we know where our government's money is going now. And the FBI, 5,000 agents on the Trump prosecutions? Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense, you
know,
right?
In my opinion, and I know some of them are probably going to get pretty pissed when I say this, I know there's probably a lot of guys on that list that probably shouldn't, you know, get sacked, but we got to set the example.
Yeah. If you didn't stand up for it, you were culpable. Well, stand up against it, I should say.
Yeah. And that whole excuse, I was only following orders, that didn't work for the Nazis.
Nope.
It didn't work for Mussolini and his cronies. It's not going to work for you.
And Baba da Boopy. Just to give you like a brief rundown, because I know you guys are going to go into this in detail on Tuesday, but it just cracks me up here. USAID, Haiti post 2010 earthquake, $1.14 billion spent on a port and power plant project promoted by President Bill Clinton. The project never built anything. Mm. Cuba, 2006 audits showed $74 million in democracy promotion funds that vanished without oversight. Afghanistan, millions squandered on health scams. Hospitals were never built. Nigeria, Chemonix, a major USAID contractor, was linked to a subcontractor's overbilling scandal. Hundreds of millions lost.
Yep.
The Kung Flu funding. USAID sent over $40 million in taxpayer money to a scientist located in Wuhan to do gain-of-function mutations. This directly led to the creation and release of the EAU. $2.5 million to DEI in Serbia, because they're totally all about that in Serbia, right?
Yeah.
Right? $70,000 Onan Irish DEI musical. because look, the Irish, like you do.
The Irish are.
It gets worse. Okay. Listen to this. $47,000 on a transgender opera in Colombia. Transaction declined.
Oh.
$32,000 on a Troon comic book in Peru. Iraq, $20 million for an Iraqi version of Sesame Street to promote the LGBTQ WTF LOL agenda. We saw a clip of that last week.
That's not what they did with that money.
No. Egypt and Tunisia, $56 million for tourism.
Mm.
Sure. Jordan, $40 million for schools. Vietnam, $11 million to fight trash burning. Central America, $27 million for deportee gift bags. Sorry we had to kick you out of our country because you're a criminal, but here's a plastic harmonica from Five Below. The fuck? The Trump law affair, $27 million to fund left-wing prosecutions of populist political opponents around the globe, including Trump, patently illegal, and countless billions more.
And what about that prosecutor that wasn't actually supposed to be a special prosecutor? They need to pull his qualified immunity, go after him for every fucking penny.
And then you know what they do with him?
There you go. And that debt should not be discharged in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You should wear that around your fucking neck for the rest of your life.
You're damn right. Y'all can smurf my balls and kiss my ass.
That one's roomy.
I know, right? With that being said, though, we've got some stories that we've been kind of sitting on for a while. I was going through and I was like, you know what? We've got all these stories about family court, some really good ones, and some mirages that, went up and in the desert.
Speaking of which,
the dating world.
I'm actually going to put together a Live from the Lair on the whiteboard where I'm going to do comparisons between our divorce laws and statistics, and I'm going to compare them to the UK. And then I'm going to do, I have guys contacting me from India, who want me to do that. And I will do it as long as they, do the transcribing or whatever, the dub Indian voice in.
Yes.
Without, making me sound like an idiot. That'd be cool.
Of course. Yes. One thing that I wanted to point out, though, and this is something that we talked about a little bit before the show. We got a $50 donation in from JackX23, by the way. Thank you very, very much. You, of course, get one of these, good sir.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
He decided to put a QR code to the website on his truck with a message and another bumper sticker there. Stop veteran suicide. Live out of spite. Boom. And this will take you to secondclasscitizen.org.
I think we need to build those stickers.
Yeah, do we want some redonkulous.com QR codes to go on the back of your trucks? Or if just, you can smack them on, signs that have, that still have Kamala stickers on them?
Yeah, I'd like it to say redonkulous.com, hope through comedy, stop soldier suicide, and then the QR code right next to it.
Boom.
That way there's no doubt.
Or, let's say it's somebody who really pisses you off, somebody at work that you really don't like. You can send them a QR code for this video. Just to be an ass.
Damn.
Ugh.
That's a bongo belly and a half.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. With that being said, you're ready to read some hopeful stories? Well, some of them, they're hopeful at the end because they're still here to write them.
I believe we're working on 557.
Yes, yes, we're waiting on word back from that. And a possible 558 as well. We got a message from a dude named Jake on the Twit Facetagram, and he was mentioning that we saved his life. And I was like, hey, whoa, have you been issued a number? Do we know your details? Here's the email address. We need to hear from you. So, Jake, if you're out there and you're watching, you wrote to us on Instagram to let us know about this, bring in that story, man.
And we can keep your name out of it?
Yeah, it's not official till we read it into the record.
Yeah, because right? We're getting to that point where, like, oh, you fucking liar. He's fucking made it all up. We've been doing this since 2009.
Yep. whoa, that was really weird. All of a sudden, we like completely went rainbow wheel, and our signal is down to like Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
We need a speed test.
It's very possible. Why don't you go ahead and run one there? It looks like we're slowly gaining signal. I'm not going to jump into anything until we confirm that we're good. That was a very tasty freeze. Are we all good? I think we're good now. All right.
Well, this weird. Happened the other night as well when I did not have a show. So
the feds attack. Getting fucked, man.
So this you're hard word in, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
And we're all good there. This first story here comes to us from Liberatus Masculus, and it's called Which Way to Jump? Greetings, gentlemen. You may or may not read this during one of your streams. No lie, your content has helped me through some rough shiata. Thank you for that. I do appreciate it. If you do read this verbatim on a stream, wait until new tech. Fair warning. Don't tell me what to do. I'm writing because I think that there are a fornication ton of people like me. Did the right thing, did the college, did the mirage, the kids, had honor, stand up dude, got sucked into the divorce court industry, lost so much, not just money, but my give a shit is fucked up beyond repair. I find myself in a soy-ciety that arrests a dude on the word of a psycho female. No shit, I believe it was in Michigan. Psycho calls the cops, claims she was sexually assaulted and attempted kidnapping, gives them the description of a guy in a pickup that she had seen once. They never even talked to each other.
Wow.
Dude spends 30 days behind bars, comes out to find it was all bullshit. Last I heard, she was facing some jail time. Yeah, I'm sure she got a wonderfully.
Yeah, and I would sue the county. I would try to take the cops, the prosecutor, the city. I'd sue everyone.
Yep.
And we need to start doing that.
Yeah. Women who claim that that it's a rapey culture and they don't come forward because they're afraid of not being believed. Bullshit.
Well, first of all, you know what? You should not be arresting people on a he said, she said without evidence.
Hell no, let alone throwing them in jail. But
here's the thing. You get arrested on a he said, she said, there's no evidence. Go after the cops, go after the city, go after the county, go after the fucking state civilly, right, and ask for big damages. Because if enough people do this, they'll have to fucking stop.
Yep. Ugh. And remember, don't just sue the city. You need to go after these attorneys and judges and everybody in civil court.
Everyone.
Fuck them individually. Because if you just sue the city, you're going after the taxpayers. That's why they do this shit, because they're not really held accountable for it. Not in a way that really sends the point home.
And listen, and another thing, I would sue that chick as well for damages. And yeah. I would make sure she wouldn't get a fucking tax return for the rest of her life.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, honey.
Yep.
In the chat, I was one. This there was a question. Where is Dave? He went back to doing some exercise teaching. I think he's teaching yoga or some shit
side
like that.
Gig.
He'll be back in 2 weeks,
and we will fuck with him hard.
Yep. Nope. No. Hey,
listen, everyone in the regiment gets fucked with. Sorry,
just saying. Phrasing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Fuck with him difficultly. he continues, meanwhile, this dude's complete life is fucked.
That's right.
Lost his house, wife filed for divorce, kids taken by CPS, and with the media doing its typical shite, nothing about how they were wrong. I believe he deleted himself, and the women complain, why don't men approach us anymore? Well, to hell with you, that's why, you friggin' slurs. Like the gals that got one slipped by the goalie and come to find out the poor bastard who's paying for everything isn't the genetic donor. I fucking hope that the mandatory DNA test at birth law that Tennessee has goes national. I get the nature of whammon. It's been like that forever. As a dude pre-internet, you had to have a decent car, an apartment, job, could tell a joke, you know, general, being a decent human, could flirt a bit, nothing serious, and we both had a good time with it. Now, F that. I ain't saying shit. I ain't doing a wink smile. Nothing or no gal out there. It's not like they're going to sign decent women. It's not like they got a sign that says decent women that appears over their head, you know? If I need it that bad, fuck it. I'll go rent it. At least it would be an honest deal. Cheaper, too. None of this three dates and maybe get a sniff would be easier, would be safer as well. Don't think that a pro would call the cops with a claim of harassment or worse. Now, you'd be surprised about some of these ladies nowadays. Add in that the process of becoming RP'd about the current crop of whammons, I'm also getting RP'd about the rest of those lying sons of biatches that deserve a special place in hell. In banking, the food industry, sickness management, a.k.a. healthcare, Wall Street, the justice system, the gooberment. I'm like Battle Dwarf. Don't screw with me. Leave me alone. The powers that be can't stand that, though. From the county level on up to the Fed, some faceless, unelected paper pusher feels the need to justify their entire worthless existence by pushing regs and the Constitution be damned. Or they're in it to get their palms greased like them fuckers at the FDA/CDC. Seriously, it needs to become a face-the-wall-please environment. Hmm. I know I sound harsh. face-the-wall-please for some of them. For some of them, it's like to catch a predator and have a seat right here. Because most of these people, that there's a reason why they're coming for your kids now.
Yeah.
Emphasis on coming. All right. Just saying. They're disgusting. They're so used to that they've become so accustomed to the entitlement of their own dominion over their surroundings and the people that they know that they just feel entitled to your kids.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to stop them is you. Just saying.
Yeah. Might, or a few kapowies.
And little cordless pew-pews. Mm-hmm. PPs and pew-pews.
Like back in the day, before they feminized all the men in the West, yeah. You didn't dare fuck with a man's kids.
No. Now, like, the top-level dudes have a testosterone level like 30% lower than the dudes of like 40 years ago.
Correct.
It's all the shit they're putting in our food. It's the shit they're putting in our water. Get away from it, as far away from it if you can. Ugh. I know I sound harsh, he says. I don't have any hard feelings against my fellow countrymen. They're out there doing what they can to get by. It's those asshats that have taken advantage of my trust and our trust for what? To meet a bean counter's projections for a quarterly profit statement through outsourcing? Have my own retirement funds used against me? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, etc.? What the fuck? To be faced with inflation that is sucking the purchasing power out of this fiat currency right into the toilet? These greenbacks, which, did you know that they had to pass a damn federal law to make them legal? No shit, gentlemen. Even using their own fucked with numbers, $31.17 now has the same purchasing power as a single dollar in 1913.
Wow.
That's what you call an order of magnitude of inflation. Yeah. And it's not our fault. It's government's fault. They are always the problem, never the solution. It's far worse than that, he says. If deficits don't matter, then why are we paying taxes? Oh, yeah, it's that scam that they did back when the Fourth Central Bank of America was founded. Indeed, this country is on its fourth of those. Mm-hmm. The last three, well, let's just say torches, pitchforks, extreme chiropractic adjustments happened. In all honesty, I'm surprised that after the 2008 real estate debacle, which was caused by Billary changing the requirements for a mortgage, that certain people in certain places in the Wall Street financial area didn't get deleted. Like not having a say where the taxes collected from me gets spent. National defense? Okay. Interstate system?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Not only did they not get deleted, they got a pass.
Yep. They got bailouts.
Yeah. Fuck.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah. Postal service, that's fine too. To have it go to certain eugenics business or to grant someone putting religious symbols in containers of human urine and calling it art? Or what about the study looking at the sexual behavior of, I think it was slime molds? The fuck?
Yep.
I envy those guys that are together enough to go and find more personal liberty somewhere else on this planet. What these cheese graters don't realize is the economic impact these young bucks are having by leaving and going somewhere else and staying there. I would surmise that the growth of Southeast Asia economically outside of South Korea and Japan has a great deal to do with these young bucks finding their own slice of personal liberty and capitalizing on it with starting and running businesses that is creating generational wealth for their families. Here, if you want to do that, good luck. More young bucks are going galt. I don't blame them.
Yep.
Why? For what good reason should I support those who live off my income without doing a lick of real work themselves? By real work, I mean something that actually provides value and not just the shuffling of papers. And that's why, sidebar, Democrats have always been and will always be the party of slavery. Because if you keep insisting that things that require somebody else's labor are human rights,
that's exactly
you want you slaves.
Get. And now in regards to the paper pushing thing, there are people out there who do push paper that do bring a lot of value.
Yes.
I knew a couple guys in the New York VA system who that's all they did was process claims. And you call them on the phone, leave a voice message. They would call you back, probably maybe not that day, but within 2 or 3 days. And they're like, all right, this is what's going on. All right, we got to unfuck this. Do you have any – you need to cover these dates. Do you have anything in your records? If so, you know, here's my fax number. You're like, okay, you just get in the shit. You go, all right, you're good to go. I'm sending your claim up. Boom.
Boom. Done and done.
Yeah. But, you know, that guy was worth his paycheck. The other ones are like, well – oh, you got to call Randy at this guy. And then you fucking wind up in phone jail going from person to person because they don't want to do their fucking job. And
that's pretty much how it is, too.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. Fire them all.
Yep. Son of a bitch. Ah. Anyway, he continues, being torn between staying and sacrificing even more than me and my genetic line already have. I have ancestors that fought in and sometimes died in every conflict from the Revolution to Vietnam. My first above board job was when I was 12, and I've been working ever since. That hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, stolen from me via 3-letter agency decree.
Yep.
And getting my shit together and getting out is where I'm at. Kids grown, no chance for grandkids, no close nieces or nephews, no parents to take care of, older sisters that are pretty much set for their twilight years, and there isn't any inheritance coming in my direction. Have a former spouse that's getting Alice isn't horny anymore money, like that matters. I think it would be really funny if the wage garnishment she got the courts to throw on me, even being 100% compliant, was paid in dongs. I doubt that she would appreciate the irony.
Well, actually, if you become a permanent resident in another country, just quit fucking paying.
Send her a bunch of dongs.
Just go. Suck a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it.
Yeah, you know what you do. You move to another country. You tell the family court system to go fuck itself. And then you go to one of those places that can actually make a like a casting and do like a glass-blowing, no pun intended, version of your cack. And then you mail that back to the ex-whore.
There you go.
Be like, there you go. You can smash it. You can do whatever you want with it, but you can never unsuck it.
Yeah, and you're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, the government starting to panic because of the reproduction rate and the marriage rates.
We're headed down the same path that made China develop the Yahoo.
Yeah.
Because they have their demographic time bomb is a powder keg waiting to blow.
Yeah,
and it was because of their stupid one-child policy. Now they're up to a 3-child policy, and the dudes in China still aren't jumping.
They don't want to have kids. They're like, why would I do that?
You're going to get fucked.
And when you look back at history, every empire, kingdom, civilization, whatever you want to call it, has a glut of single men. You wind up with extreme violence.
There you go.
And there you have it.
Yep. All up in the butt. Last couple paragraphs here. I have a doggo, and that's the only living being that is dependent on me. I once heard it expressed that the relationship between a person and a country could be likened to a romantic relationship. If you are in an abusive relationship, why stay? Get out. In many ways, that's spot on. Think of this. At any time, one of these misbegotten 3-letter agencies can change a regulation or rule, and I'm fucked up the dickhole with no lube, and I can't do shit about it because I don't have the millions of dollars it would take to get through the courts. Same deal with the state level and with the country level. Lawfare at its finest. Meanwhile, scumbags go free. Women are having babies for the government using my taxes to subsidize it. So for now, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I still haven't made up my mind on staying or going. I do have that blue book, though. I'm about Pop's age, which means staying out of the way if and when freedom seeds are released. No long-range hole punchers to speak of and no place to go that's out of the way. I'm kind of hosed at the moment in that regard. Mm. The years leading up to and including the divorce, I'm still digging out of that financial hole. Thank you for the content. Signed, Old Country Boy.
I hope you're not paying permanent Alice isn't horny anymore money.
That would suck.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't pay it. I wouldn't do it. And then they throw me in jail. And at some point they let me out, and then things would happen.
Yep. There you go.
I'm sorry.
Things would happen.
Listen,
I'm not saying what.
And listen, there are there are millions upon millions of men out there just like me with a particular set of dangerous fucking skills.
A particular set of skills.
That may or may not have been used in the wars that have been going on for the past 25 fucking years.
Do we need to get like a short where you read that speech from Taken, since you've now used that phrase?
Well, it's totally true, though.
I know.
It is.
We could do it. I could figure out how to light it just like the movie. I'll just get like the one shot there.
Like, if you read my novels, man, that skill set is all through that, minus the remote viewing and astral projection stuff.
Yeah.
The rest of it is fairly accurate.
Yes. The rest of that requires a gift here. Your ESP is good, but it's not that good.
No, I can't control it.
We can control this, though. We can read these. Elon Musk's filthy jockstrap sent in a couple bucks and says, you went over 555? Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the party, pal. April 55, the new No Ma'am chapter. Bundy passed you the torch. A buddy of mine sent me a clip from that show. It was apparently one of the sitcoms that Al Bundy used to watch was called Psycho Dad. Mm-hmm. Had the most hilarious fucking theme song I've ever heard in my life. I was like, man, I really missed out not watching that show as a kid.
Psycho Dad?
Yeah. Oh, Married with Children.
Oh, Married with Children.
Psycho Dad. YouTube viewer, why is the birth rate and marriage rate down? If you keep kicking a dog, it will stop cuddling with you. Yeah, and eventually it's going to bite your fucking dick off.
Or it'll just never come back.
Yeah.
It'll run off and that's it.
Yeah, like Ron White always says, I'm a pretty good dog, but if you don't pet me every once in a while, it's kind of hard to keep me under the porch.
Yep.
Just saying. I don't want to miss any of the K-shaps tonight, so I'll read one here. We got Vincent Van Gogh, F yourself, sent in 25 for an effed up but funny shipment. I will make sure that that gets sent over to me. Just in case you may want to... that's not it. Because I know this ain't you. Make sure that you send that over again. The that's not you either. That's still the other guy. Damn it. Make sure I'm getting all those things forwarded in to myself so I don't miss them. I will keep an eye out for that shipment. It might just be in my email. I don't know. But I'm using that one to read the stories. And we have another one here. And this one is the one that gave us the title of the stream. Family court tried to kill me.
Let's be honest. Of all of the suicides that I investigated between 2009 and 2013-ish, 60 to 70% of them had a contact with divorce court or family court within, I think, 5 or 7 years.
Yep.
And the reason it's 60 to 70% is they also noticed that the men who lived outside big cities had a lower chance, 60%. And the closer you get to the bigger cities, it gets into the 70s.
Oof.
And I think that might have something to do with, relative supports or some kind of support network.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Not surprising at all. And YouTube being fucky again.
Right, what they
do. I just completely blanked out, got to reload the page.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with that. It is just bizarre. FMF veteran says they should move the UN to Gaza. Yeah, they might actually have a vested interest in keeping shit on the level there then at that point. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. This comes to us from Todd. And it's a longer story, but he did condense it, so it shouldn't take too long to get through here. But there is some pretty egregious stuff in here. So for those of y'all who have been through the family court system, this could be a little bit triggering. So pour yourself a menagerie. You may need it. My story is long, so I condensed it. The only thing that I believe has kept me alive has been a will to fight within me that I cannot explain. Sounds very familiar.
Live out of spite.
Yes. A higher power, perhaps. I should be dead. I'm going to skip many of those details for now because it would be the size of a 1,000-page book. I can tell you that my ex Jr. was hovered over me, ready to put an air pocket in my neck years ago to off me.
Wow.
But decided not to because she claimed she couldn't do it. She said she had a change of heart, that I was human. But I believe I was worth more to her alive than dead. I was working, making $76K a year, and I would have to pay child support. When I found out she was banging multiple men, including the pastor at our church, I cut her out of my life insurance policy. That's why she didn't kill you. I believe she thought about having me killed a few times, but couldn't prove it. When your gut is telling you something, listen. Let's just say I didn't eat anything in the home before I was kicked out. You got to bring in those tasters, right? Damn. The home I bought and paid off myself before we were even married. I'm sending my story because I want it to be another warning to the young men out there. In 2002, I married my ex. I was 28. She was 22. I met her as at a then medical sales representative at a hospital in the Erie, Pennsylvania area. She came busting through the doors angry about something, but when I saw her, I was bitten by her beauty right away. That was actually a vampire bite. She psychologically projected it at you so that she could begin to feast on your blood right away.
They feast on your soul, actually.
Yep. It's a nuclear bomb on your life, and the flashbang and mushroom cloud comes right out of your penis. Naturally blonde with blue eyes and a great ass. Sounds like one of my exes. A body that had me hooked. Everyone wanted her, but in the end, it was me that landed her, and we were married a year later. Quick for today's standards. I wanted to give her everything she wanted. I'd put her first, take care of her emotionally, sexually, financially, give her children, whatever she wanted. I did love her, and I wanted her to give me children most of all. I wanted her to be with me forever.
I'm going to lock that shit down.
Well, this will be different, right? She'd never do that to me.
She's good people.
She loves me. I was always there to comfort her. When her family needed help, I helped. Yeah, I didn't know them. What I learned years later, I didn't know then what I learned years later. In time, I realized what a simp or cuck I was, that I was actually being manipulated and used since the birth of my second daughter. Could have been sooner. We now have two beautiful daughters who are 21 and 18. So you're saying they're legal? I'm just fucking with you, bro.
Don't go there.
I'm happily married. It's all good. I worked my ass off so she and my daughters would never have to worry. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
That's what men do. This is where the hell began. She wants to go back to work. Silly rabbit. And I agree. So we work it out. I work during the day, stay home with my daughters at night. This is when I start hearing people talk about her cheating. Of course, I didn't want to believe it, and I asked her respectfully. She accused me of being insecure when I asked. But she didn't say no, did she? That's how they do. They don't want to lie, but they will misdirect. It's just like a magician. The hand that's waving in your face is not the one that's going up your ass like a sock puppet.
To turn you into an ATM.
Yep. Damn. That sucks, bro. Of course, this is the excuse women use to gaslight a man when he asks if she's screwing around on him. I didn't know that in 2008. I didn't know about female nature at all, how they manipulate MGTOW or red pill content. My father, family, or friends didn't talk about being alpha. It was all be respectful, give flowers, and treat your life like a priceless princess. They should put a caveat on that if she earns it. Never just give that treatment to a woman because she exists. That's a good way to lose her respect. In my case, I knew something was wrong. I'm far from stupid, but I was blinded by her. I didn't want to believe she was capable of cheating. She looked at me and told me she loved me, our daughters.
Dude, I did the same shit, man! Oh, all right, keep going.
How it goes, man.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
I love you. I love our daughters. You can trust me.
Yeah. No.
Do you trust me? I wanted to, but I keep seeing red flags. Her sister was sleeping around on her husband, and she had to move in for a month. Yeah, well, women keep women single, and they often will feed their family and friends bad ideas so that they're not alone in the roller coaster to hell. Wow. Later found out her sister had been cheating for years until her husband found out. Point is, I gave her sister help, shelter. To this day, I'm furious at myself, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what family court was, what they could do, and how the system hates men and fathers.
Absolutely.
Something was wrong, and I knew it. She cut me off from sex. That's the ultimate. Once you get to that point, it's already done.
Actually, cut from sex means you're next.
Yep. And kept making excuses. She didn't feel good. She wanted to hang out with friends after work. Okay, fine. But until 4 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
Getting hosed out. One night I wake up to help my daughter, and her mother wasn't home yet. It's 4 a.m. What the fuck?
You know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I call her friend, and her friend snapped at me. Wouldn't put my wife on the phone. I know now this is what women do. Oh, yeah. Even if they know it's wrong, they will circle wagons.
Only the rarest of exceptions.
Very rare. And the ones, and even some of those exceptions may just be evil bitches, too, who want to bang you because they see you as a man with options. Just saying. They start trashing you to their friends to gain an alliance or an army against you. She, of course, lied and said she fell asleep. My thinking was she fell asleep after she slipped or fell and landed on another guy's diaca. Yeah. She started leaving her cell phone in the car. Strange. I found it and checked the numbers, blocked my number, and called all the numbers.
Ooh.
All dudes answered. Or voices on voicemail.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
See, if that was me, I would write every one of those numbers down. Mm-hmm. And I would Green Beret that shit. It would take me about 72 hours, and I would have all of their addresses, and I would know everything there is to know about those sons of bitches.
Yep. And then just write some postcards and leave them sitting out in your house so that she panics.
And if any of those men on that list, if they're married, they won't be for long.
Done and done. One day, I intentionally lied to her and said that I was working out of town. Picked my bag up and went to a friend's house. Set up a command post, so to speak.
Nice.
Parked my car up the street from my house and say our pastor's car in the driveway. Strange to and see our pastor's car in the driveway. Strange to see. He's married. It had to be my wife talking to him and his wife about me. Again, this is what women do. They turn everyone against you. I unlocked the door. But it's unlocked already. Okay. Nobody downstairs at the kitchen table. My mind is spinning, but I'm calm. I hear noises from the downstairs guest room. Well, at least they didn't do it in the marital bed. Yeah. The door is half open, and I look in. Our pastor is in bed with my wife, biting her ass cheek. I didn't beat the life out of him because I knew that it was over, and any form of violence on my part could cost me. I did want to off him.
Totally get it.
Yeah, I get it. But remember, dudes, the pastor didn't make a vow to you.
I would still.
Just saying.
I'd break into that room, take some pictures, mm-hmm. and everyone would fucking know.
There you go.
I would ruin that fucker.
The bulletin board at church would be very interesting.
Yeah, spicy.
There you go. Nobody's going to be passing the collection plate there and expecting anything but splooge. Down to the divorce. A week later, I received a restraining order and was ordered to leave my home, my daughter's home. I never touched anyone. My wife was sleeping in a different room, and we both had lawyers. I told her we can get divorced, and we'd have to split custody. I asked the police officer about the issue. He said an order of protection from the sheriff's office and one from the family court. Some black woman with the police, she walks right in my home and starts talking to my wife and daughters. Police tell me they will go in the house with my, with them to get some clothes and I must leave. You got some missing words here, bro. So if I skip around a little bit, it's because of that. My mind is perplexed. I'm scared for my daughters. That's all that mattered to me. They were my life, my world. I didn't care about anything else at this point but my daughters. I begged the officers just to let me calm my daughters down because they were young and scared. I could hear them crying. Mm-hmm. He told me I could ask the mother and a CPS worker if I could talk with them on the phone quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
That whole civil servant thing again.
That whole personal protection order thing violates the Constitution because you should be in court. You have the right to face your fucking accusers.
Exactly.
And if they come up with some crazy protection order and you're not even fucking in the court, Technically, it's in fucking valid.
Boom.
Because, and they always say, well, to on the side of caution, it's not written in the fucking Constitution.
Yeah. And they're not just going to issue one for it to a dude without actually having evidence. They'll issue one for a chick, though.
See, I got lucky because I remember they brought that shit up, and my judge is like, okay, are there any hospital records?
No.
No. Any arrest records?
No.
Any trips by the cops to the house at all for any reason?
No.
All right. He goes, we can do this, and if it's found to be, you know, not supported by any evidence, this is not going to go well for you.
Yep.
So.
Oh, I bet she pulled back on that real quick. Mm-hmm. He continues, the cop said they'd okay it for 1 minute. CPS worker, what the fuck is that? I told my 5-year-old daughter to relax, that I loved her and her sister with all my heart, and I will never leave them. I'm not leaving by choice. I'm being ordered to leave, but I'll figure out what's happening. I didn't care about me, but I didn't want my daughters to stress out. They're children.
Yeah.
After I told them I love them, the cop told me not to press my luck.
Uh-huh.
I would shit on that cop's shoes.
And I would go right to the police department and file a complaint.
Yeah, and be like, okay, so you're making personal threats on behalf of somebody. Was she fucking you too? I leave from my friend's house for a couple of days. I went to the bank, and the bank won't allow me to withdraw any money. I'm locked out because my wife locked me out. How can she do this? Well, she's on the account, sir. Bank employees that I knew so well were always nice, looked at me like I was a monster.
Uh-huh.
My wife had planned this well, and they do it all the time.
Yeah, 80-80 rule.
Yep. I couldn't get any money until 14 days later. The court decided that my wife was to write me a check for $300. That's it. My paychecks were getting deposited into that account, Judge. That's my money. Sir, the judge replied, no, it's not. It's your wife and children's money. Do you want to go to jail right now? That judge needs to be pulled off the bench by his neck.
That is why we have such a fucked up system. Again, this is a qualified immunity shit. Judges should not, they're supposed to be fair and impartial.
Damn.
When you walk in there and they automatically fucking set you up like that.
That pisses me off, man.
I'm getting pissed.
When can I see my children? When I say so. We have a hearing on that next month. That's in 45 days, Your Honor. Where are my daughters? Are they safe? I can't tell you where they are. And if you go to your former home, I'll have you arrested for sure. You understand me? I could see the officer ready to cuff me. Little cunt, I said to myself. None of you are worth me losing my daughters over. Stupid me, not knowing the truth about the family and divorce court industry, I would learn the hard way fast. Mm-hmm. After 45 days, I'm allowed supervised visits with my daughters at my mother's house, whom even my own mother was brainwashed. 4 fucking hours once a week.